Welcome to the Unseminary Podcast.
Are you looking for practical ministry help to drive your ministry further, faster? Have a sinking feeling that your ministry training didn't prepare you for the real world? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in pursuit of stuff that we wish they had taught in seminary. Buckle up and let's get started with this week's Unseminary Podcast.
Well, hey, everybody, it's Rich from the Unseminary Podcast. Thanks so much for listening in. I'm so glad you could have listened to a lot of things this morning, and I'm so glad that you've decided to put us in your earbuds today. Happy Thursday. I hope things are going well at your church as we head into this weekend. Today, I've got a new friend, somebody I'm excited to have on the show with us. We've got Jordan Schiller from Real Thread, which is an organization that makes apparel. And you're like, why are we talking with someone who makes t-shirts? But you're going to hear it in a minute. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Nice. Real Thread's an organization that we partner with at Liquid. We buy literally thousands of t-shirts a year from these guys. And I just thought it'd be great to have Jordan on to talk a little bit about apparel and t-shirts and, you know, how that fits well into, you know, into the church world. Just before we jump in with Jordan, I wanted to tell you some of the different ways that we've used their products. So we've talked about this in the past. Our kind of first time guests, we call them new here. Our folks that are new here, we give them a free t-shirt every weekend. We also do free t-shirts for our volunteers. So we do kind of normal t-shirts and then ones for our kids. And then whenever we do a special event, we also turn around a great t-shirt for folks. And I'm super passionate about it. I think a great t-shirt is a great way to kind of communicate your brand, and people love it. And there is a weird disproportionate value thing I've said before, where the cost of the t-shirt is lower, the actual cost of the t-shirt is lower than the value that people ascribe to it when they get it. So that's kind of why we're talking about this today, and I'm excited to have Jordan on the phone. Jordan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Real Thread and about you, and what do you guys do?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Real Thread is a screen printing company, and we specialize in water-based and discharge printing. Your industry standard t-shirt has a Plastisol ink on it, which is the ink that sits on top of the fabric rather than soaking into the fibers of the shirt. So it's a little bit, it's not as high quality, and it can crack and peel, and it's, you know, a $2-3 shirt that you can kind of pick up from anybody. At Real Thread, what we do is we do water-based and discharge printing, and that print technique is in the ink itself. It's still screen printing, but that ink then soaks into the fabric of the shirt, so it's a nice, super, super soft shirt with a super soft print that lends itself to, you know, a little bit higher quality, a shirt that someone's actually going to want to wear.
Right.
And then, as you know, when someone actually wants to wear the shirt, they're more apt to talk about the shirt, have conversation, and even kind of start to develop some community around the shirt.
Absolutely.
So that's really kind of what we're all about here at Real Thread.
Yeah, it's funny. I've joked in the past with other other folks. I've said, you know, that other kind of printing, I always joke, it's kind of like the breastplate of righteousness. You end up putting on
right.
this t-shirt. And, you know, by definition, you wear a t-shirt on a hot day. You know, if you wear that t-shirt on a hot day, you're like sweating underneath of it. And it's like, man, it's just nasty. But a part of what I love about your process is the t-shirts do come out, you know, super soft. And they're the kind of thing that people want to wear. You know, the reality of it is, you know, when you spend a lot of money, which, you know, you take anything and times it by a few hundred, it ends up becoming, you know, a big investment. You know, ultimately, I want to make sure that people wear it. You know, if we're going to pay for it, let's make something that people will actually wear outside of when we tell them or ask them, you know, to wear the shirt. What's the kind of typical, you know, obviously this a bit of a premium product. So is there kind of a typical cost differential between that and a kind of normal, you know, the breastplate of righteousness shirt?
Yeah, honestly, there's pricing is so different based on, one, the shirt that you're ordering, two, your design specs. Is it a one color? Is it a two color?
Right.
How many colors are you printing on the shirt? So there really isn't like a good average. Mm-hmm. But for someone like yourself and someone like Liquid Church who's ordering large amounts of these shirts, the prices that you're getting at are very, very, very competitive when you're comparing a high quality shirt to a Plastisol shirt. So it's honestly the price point isn't too different, and it's really tough to narrow down and say, hey, it's going to be about an extra $2-3 per shirt, just because it's so varying on the shirt that you're ordering and then the print specs that you're going to be printing on the shirt. But I mean, just the value that you're going to get out of it, and just getting that shirt that someone's actually going to want to wear is, you know, that's the true value. That's the true cost of the shirt right there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because if you give them a shirt that they don't wear, it doesn't matter how much you spent on it. Even if you spend a dollar on it, which you can't get a dollar shirt, but even if you spend a dollar on it, that's just like throwing money in the garbage.
Oh, absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
What are some kind of, you know, from your perspective, give us the, I'm sure people come to you and they give you designs and you're like, okay, well, we'll print that on it. Sure. Because that's your business.
Sure.
But if you could give kind of the inside skinny, what is kind of, what should churches be thinking about when they're printing on shirts or really any apparel? What should they be thinking through from a design point of view, from, you know, not necessarily like this is the hot color right now, but, you know, just kind of some general principles around that. What do you say to people?
Yeah, that's a great question. And man, to answer that question, I think talking about kind of a trend that's happening right now in businesses and in churches as well is, If you don't have good design, you're gonna suffer as a church, as a business, because people look to design and say, hey, this is authentic, this is genuine. Someone actually cares about me because they've put the time into creating a great slide for worship music, creating a great bulletin, creating a great poster that's talking about the upcoming series, or even creating a great T-shirt. And one of the trends that we're seeing is because of RealThread, we now give organizations and churches the opportunity to have a retail quality shirt by using the water based and discharge printing. So I guess just with that, more and more people are realizing and understanding, hey, I need this quality of a shirt to show my customers, to show my audience that I genuinely and authentically care about who they are as individuals and as humans. So the thing that I think gets the design or the T-shirt to become retail quality is a variation of three different things, which is your design. You have to have a good design. It's got to be, you know, it can't just be, you know, I don't know, just bold text across the shirt.
Right.
Just something crazy like that. You have to spend a little bit of time on the design of the shirt.
Yep.
And then the other two things is a super soft shirt, making sure that the shirt itself is actually going to be fitting on the audience the way you want it fitting. It's going to feel soft. And then the third thing then is going to be the printing.
Yep.
Making sure that print turns out exactly how the design wanted it. You know, the designer wanted it to turn out.
Yep.
Those three elements are kind of the key elements to, you know, to even designing a good T-shirt is, well, you got to start with good design.
Yeah.
And then even touching on the design side a little bit, we've really noticed that the simpler designs typically do the best. And simpler meaning like number of colors. Is it one or two colors, or is it kind of all over the map? And then as well as the number of locations as well. A lot of times we'll get people who want to do, you know, four or five different locations. They got one at the top, one on both sleeves, one on the back, custom printed tag.
Right.
And it's a little overkill. So we've really noticed the simpler the designs, though still creative and engaging with the audience, the more apt someone is going to be to actually put on the shirt. And that's something that, you know, whoever you guys got designing over at Liquid Church does an absolutely phenomenal job at designing. I mean, they're great pieces. They're one to two colors. You know, you guys normally do a one or two color front print with a sleeve print.
Yep.
And I mean, I can only imagine that everyone at your church is probably loving to wear those shirts. You can probably test that better than I can, but
yeah, they are. You know, I think it's taken us a while. I used to joke, T-shirts were not our core competency. Like, we would do T-shirts and it was like, gosh, they just did not turn out well.
Sure.
And you know, I think we've got better as we've done more, and we've learned more what people have liked, and we've taken the feedback, you know. But a couple things that we did to kind of shift and change and try to get better at that, we actually will actively go out and, like, let's go into American Eagle or, you know, insert whatever company who, you know, they've spent a lot of time, effort, and energy on figuring out what sells. And actually, the fact that it's on the shelf in our local mall by definition tells you it's selling, because they sure. don't, that's just, it's already weeded out. And so we've said, right. well, is there a way we could kind of take their, what they're doing there and kind of, you know, mix it and say, is there something we could, you know, kind of pick up on a theme there? And I think the other thing we've learned is to be less, we used to be super concerned about like kind of, you know, it's like you kind of got to say everything in the shirt. Like it's like got to sure, be right. as opposed to like, no, it's okay if it's just like it's a logo or it's a, right. you know, it's kind of saying one thing. It doesn't need to kind of be this all encompassing, you know, piece. It's not your only communication piece, obviously. And so, sure. which I think has taken some of the pressure off it.
Yeah.
And because we've switched to doing a couple t-shirts a year rather than just we're going to push for one. There's a little bit like we'll joke with people. Hey, if you don't like it, it's okay. 6 months from now, it's going to change. So, yeah. you know, it'll be okay.
Totally.
You know, so for sure.
So you've even found success as well in keeping the design simple. And rather yeah. than trying to portray the whole message, maybe even use it as a conversation starter. Like, wow, that's a really cool shirt. Where'd you get that shirt?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I got it from my church, you know? Yeah. And just the ability to have that retail quality shirt, like you just mentioned, you know, going out to the mall and saying, hey, this is what's selling. You know, where can I get this?
Right.
5 years ago, you know, you wouldn't have been able to do that. It would have right. been, you know, your only solution was Plastisol ink.
Yep.
Now with a water base, that, you know, that can really become a reality.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think we, there's another, you guys don't offer design services to people, right? Will you actually do that?
We can kind of take, we can take designs that have been worked on
yep.
and either vectorize them, clean them up a little bit, change certain elements. But yeah, we really don't offer design services.
Right.
And one of the reasons is just culturally trending as a country, as, you know, organizations, most organizations, if they don't have a designer on board,
right.
then again, they're not creating that authentic material
right.
That they need to be creating in order to have the audience or the user, the attendee, you know, feel loved at right. the end of the day.
Yeah.
So yeah, we really try and pair up with designers and really work with people who have an eye, mm-hmm. have a knack for some of that stuff. But yeah, we'll definitely clean up some work and even sometimes try and make a concept of an art or a design come together and actually create it. But that's definitely not our main gig.
Yeah, no, I get that. We did a couple of years ago. We were pinched. We do have a couple of designers on staff, but we were pinched. It was just super busy. We needed to get a new T-shirt out, and we actually did the 99 Designs thing where
so
folks that aren't listening, there's an organization or that aren't aware of this. There's an organization you know on the web called 99 Designs. It's a marketplace for freelance designers, and they make it really easy to go in. You can go in and basically fill out a creative brief. And you give, you know, it's a couple $100. And what they do is they start to, a whole bunch of designers will start giving you designs, and then you can work with a couple of them, refine it down, and then export and say, yeah, I'll take that one. And we actually had pretty good success with that. That actually was like, well, that actually worked out pretty well.
Awesome.
You know, so that's an idea for someone who's on staff or listening in who does not have a volunteer or, you know, somebody who can do design.
Totally.
Work for you. So now you know, on obviously the design's important, the actual shirt itself is important, and then the printing, which you've come back to, you know, the water-based printing.
Yeah.
You know, what else are you guys finding? Is there anything else you're finding, you know, as you're working with people, maybe outside of t-shirts? Do you guys do anything beyond just t-shirts, or do you do other types of apparel as well?
Yes, definitely do other types of apparel, but we really try and hone in and stick to only doing apparel. So there's other printing companies that venture into mugs,
right.
Frisbees, flyers, posters, stuff like that. But because we want to be the best at what we do, we've really decided, hey, we're just going to stick to apparel. And those main key apparel elements are, you know, hoodies, sweatshirts, tank tops, and t-shirts. Okay. Those are kind of the, you know, the four main categories that we'll stick to.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, just a couple last questions before we jump into lightning round. Can you give us a sense of kind of the Real Thread story? Kind of where did you guys come from? What, you know, where, what is the, you know, I have a sense of what you do today, but actually, you know, what kind of, what's your story?
Yeah, totally. So the Real Thread story, like any good story, it started with a problem. Mm. Drew Dalton, who's our you know, active CEO and founder. Mm-hmm. He went to college here in Orlando at UCF, and he was in a fraternity, and in that fraternity they're ordering shirts all the time. But he really wasn't satisfied with the shirts that they were ordering. He noticed they were Plastisol. They weren't really like he would see in a retail store.
Yep.
So he's like, you know, we can make these shirts so much better, or there are better shirts out there. How come we're not, you know, why can't our shirts be like this?
Right.
So he did a little bit of research and learned that the main factor of that was water-based and discharge, having a super soft shirt. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as the shirt and the printing goes as well. And that's mm-hmm. what the water-based printing does. So Drew, he got some printing equipment, flew out to, I think it was Seattle, trained, learned how to use it. And, you know, by the time he got back, he had accepted a 1,000-piece order without even really knowing what to do.
Right.
And so that's kind of where it started, you know, moving from a 1,000-square-foot warehouse to a 3,500-square-foot warehouse to now we're in a 15,000-square-foot warehouse with three different presses, got a great team. So that's kind of, you know, it started with that problem, like, hey, how come businesses and organizations and churches can't have a retail quality product?
Right, right. Very cool.
And then, you know, finding that solution to that problem. So
right, very cool. Well, for folks that are Unseminary Premium members, one of the things I'm super excited about is this Christmas, our friends at Real Thread are going to be giving you a gift, a T-shirt. I'm so passionate about what they do. I think they do such a great job, and they've agreed to give everybody who's a premium member this year that, and it's going to get packaged up with a whole bunch of other stuff, and we're sending it out just in a couple weeks here as we head into to Christmas. So you're going to get a sample to see. Again, that's just for premium members, so not everybody who listens to the podcast is going to get one, but we're just, you know, super excited that, and I just thank you so much for doing that, Jordan. It's going to be a great gift for our folks, so thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the Unseminary Podcast, stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
All right, well, let's jump into the lightning round. That's the part of the show where we go through similar questions with everybody who's on the show. And today, super excited to have Jordan Schiller on the phone from Real Thread. They're a great provider of apparel that you really should check out if you're looking for new shirts and that for your church. So what's an online resource, Jordan, you're using that's just having in, you know, helping you out in what you do?
Yeah, man, online resources. Well, there's definitely a plethora of them.
Exactly.
I would say, honestly, YouTube and any podcasting. Podcasting is huge right now.
Yep.
You know, most businesses, most organizations do have podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of cool things that you can learn from podcasts. Just throw it in while you're driving to work, on your way home from work. So that dull time, it's not necessarily spent listening to music, but instead continuing to learn. So a couple of podcasts that I really enjoy. I mean, one right now, it's not as educational, but it's a really great podcast. It's called Serial, which is put on by This American Life's crew.
Mm-hmm.
And then another good one that I enjoy is the Harvard Business Review podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a great podcast. And then just checking out other lectures and other tutorials through YouTube even. And that's even something you can throw on your phone in the car. And just, again, continue to be educated, continue to learn, to have that you know, just continue to know what's going on and have an upper hand in whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Serial's fantastic. It's like, you know, so many podcasts, right, it's Serial, not like breakfast cereal, Serial as in a story that keeps going. Because, you know, like most podcasts are, whatever, 15, 20 minutes long, and they're kind of self-contained. Well, Serial is the opposite for listeners who don't know. It's this long form, week after week. It's the same story stretched out, you know, over, I think they're going to do 12 weeks or something like that, or 15 weeks. It's amazing. So it really is. It's a fascinating storytelling, for sure.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yeah. And if anyone listening does go and want to listen to it, just make sure you start at episode one. Cause like,
right.
Like Rich said, it's a story that continues.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a great podcast. It really, really gets you hooked.
Yeah. That's fantastic. All right. So what's a book you've read in the last 6 months or so that's had an impact on your thinking?
Yeah, I would say, Man, there's so many good books out there. Leaders Eat Last. Forget who's it by.
Simon Sinek. Yeah, Simon Sinek wrote that.
Yeah, just understanding that, you know, that as a leader, you don't have to have the nicest thing or be first or whatever it is, but you can actually be second. Mm-hmm. And do things last, or actually serve people and not mm-hmm. not be the one being served. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why, like, I, you know, that book and even that whole concept is so close and dear to my heart, and just something that I even try and implement on a daily basis, though I completely fail. But you look at Jesus and see, this is the King of the world. This is someone who can do whatever he wants to do. And he says, you know what I want to do? I want to serve people. Absolutely. I want to be last. And I want to be, I mean, I don't know. That's just like something that I think our society in, you know, our business organizations, our churches, just anyone who's authentic to humanity, like, needs more of that. Mm-hmm. Just, hey, I'm here to serve. I'm not here to be served. Absolutely. So that's just, you know, there's a ton of other good books out there. But I think that's a good one that's kind of near and dear.
Fantastic. Is there another, you know, organization or ministry that's kind of inspiring you these days? You look at it like, hey, they're kind of doing some cool stuff.
Man, that is a good question. I'm trying to think ministry.
Yeah, it can be an organization, could be a business.
Yeah. I mean, business-wise, there's a couple of different, like, ideas that are happening right now, and it's really around, like, crowdfunding anything, really. Mm-hmm. One organization out there that's really cool is, there's actually two of them called Teespring and Cotton Bureau, and they're actually kind of two of very similar things, but what they do as a designer, and this is something, if you don't want t-shirts in bulk, you're just a designer that wants, you know, 36 shirts and you don't have the costs in order to do it, what you'll do is you'll upload your design and then try and get your friends and, you know, other people to actually purchase the shirt. And then once enough of those shirts have been purchased, they're actually going to go ahead and print those shirts. So there's no upfront cost to you. And, you know, that's just a really cool idea. And just
interesting.
Just the idea of crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kickstarter. What's the other one? Indiegogo.
Yeah.
You know, just crowdfunding things.
Yeah.
So those two organizations are pretty cool. I'm trying to think of some others. I guess I'm pretty boring.
That's good. No, that's great. All right. Well, this has been great, Jordan. I've really appreciated you having me on the show. You know,
awesome.
when you're kicking back and you want to have, you know, just relax a little bit and you're done with making shirts, what do you do for fun? You know, how do you just relax a little bit?
Yeah. My beautiful wife, hanging out with her.
Nice.
Her and I both are big surfers, so we'll try and get to the beach. Though we moved from San Diego to Orlando,
right,
to kind of settle down, which is kind of the opposite way you need to go,
right,
do some more surfing.
A lot of ocean in Central Florida there, you know, you got to at least drive out to the coast, so.
Oh, exactly. So yeah, just hanging out with her. We're expecting in January with the first baby. So definitely, looking forward to that. And yeah, just, you know, hanging out with friends, discussing ideas, theology, mm-hmm. businesses. I really do find that stuff kind of relaxing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan, I appreciate you being on the show. You know, speaking of podcasts earlier, you don't happen to listen to the Planet Money podcast, do you? From NPR?
I've listened to it. It's not on like my regular routine.
Because they did a series of, you know, it's kind of that, the thing that tweaked my mind was the Serial thing. They did a series of podcasts that were called From Seed to Shirt. And they actually looked at, they followed cotton from seed all the way through to a finished product. Actually past that, even what happens after shirts get recycled and end up in Africa somewhere. So it was interesting. It's a fascinating, if you just search, you know, seed to shirt, you know, NPR, you'd probably find that it's an interesting show. Actually, anybody who's listening in, that would be an interesting, it's an interesting series to listen in on. So,
yeah,
well, Jordan, I appreciate you being on the show today. Yeah. And thank you again for, you know, your generosity at RealThread, and highly recommend them. They're a great organization, and you really should check them out. If you're looking at shirts for later this year or for next year, make sure you check out RealThread. So thanks so much, Jordan.
Absolutely. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Don't be shy. We'd love to connect. Check out Unseminary Inbox. You can sign up at unseminary.com, and we'll send you helpful training resources every week. Plus, you'll gain immediate access to our exclusive members area with tons of resources you can use. Connect with Rich on Twitter at Rich Birch, or through email, rich@unseminary.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at unseminary.com. It includes links to what we talked about today and more. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy today's episode? Drop by iTunes and leave a review. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Join us next week when we'll learn more stuff we wish they taught in seminary.